Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a moment, whatever that looks like for you right now, just begin to posture your heart and your mind in openness to God. Take in a long, slow, deep breath. And let it out. And take another long, slow, deep breath. And as you breathe in, just in a position of openness, in a posture of openness, just be willing to receive whatever it is God has for you this morning. Perhaps even say the words that Samuel said. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Today we're going to meditate on scriptures that illustrate our values as a community. In Romans 12, guided by God's Spirit, Paul writes this: I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Take a minute and just ask God's Spirit to bring to mind His mercies for you. What does He bring to mind as you think about God's mercies, His kindness, His grace, His generosity? God, help us to grasp your mercy, the width and the depth and the height of your mercy for us, your mercy for me. Therefore, in view of God's mercies, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. as we continue to meditate on this passage, realize that all of this is in the context of worship to God. Let your love be genuine. God, would you reveal to us places where our love is not genuine? Places where our love doesn't fully represent yours. Spirit, what does it look like in response to your mercy, in worship to you, to love today in a fully genuine way? Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. God, would you bring to mind someone that you would have us love today with brotherly or sisterly affection? Is there someone that we can engage with in a loving manner that would be worship to you today? Lord, what does it look like in response to your mercy to love someone else today with brotherly or sisterly affection? Let love be genuine. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. God, where has our zeal become lazy? Become half-hearted? Become apathetic? Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. God, as we think about your mercy, help us to see it in terms of hospitality. In what ways have you been abundantly hospitable toward us? How have you welcomed us in surprising and delightful ways? Have you gone above and beyond to reach out to us and embrace us, to make us feel at home? Let love be genuine. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. God, how would you have our love overflow into hospitality today? Who in our lives needs to experience your hospitality toward us? Your hospitality toward them. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let your love be genuine. Seek to show hospitality. In response to God's mercy, as an act of faithful worship toward Him, love one another. Would you remind us again, how have you been hospitable toward us? How have you been generous? In what ways have we tangibly experienced your mercy? Would you reawaken in our hearts the joy of the salvation we have in you? Lord, teach us to respond by showing, by demonstrating the same loving kindness we've experienced. Lead us to people today who need it the most. We ask these things in the name of the one who gave his life to demonstrate love, the name of Jesus. Amen.